Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another weekend chat. It has been many, 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 many weekends since I have last checked in with all of you. Still been checking in on Instagram and all of that, but I have not sat down and recorded another weekend chat in the longest time. I think the last one I did, I don't even know if I pull up my phone. I guess I can look and see. I feel like it was the one where I talked about, let's see, I can't even spell my own name. Weekend chat. Let's see. When was this? September? September 27th. So yeah, it has been a while. There's been quite a bit of life changes since then. And so I wanted to come on here and give you guys like an update and just check in. And I was working on a new podcast episode about my diet plan and that whole thing. And then everything with my new job happened. So that completely was a whirlwind. And I just didn't have the time to like put together this whole shebang. But it is a new year and I eventually feel like I will settle into my new gig, which, if you haven't seen, it's so wild. It all started around Thanksgiving, the conversations, and things progressed. And, I was made an offer to join The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. And it was an opportunity that I could not say no to. And so I now have a new job. Everything is like completely started. I had to close a chapter of my life that was so important to me and meant so much to me. So that was hard. It was like, not like a mourning, but like a pretty difficult goodbye to make. And especially there's a lot of people that it was really hard to say, not goodbye to, but you know, when you work in TV or if you work in any production job, as I'm sure many of you know, it's different than other jobs I've had in the past where, you know, you just kind of know everyone on a surface level and, you know, your coworkers. But when you work in TV and you're working nights and late nights and holidays and all of that stuff with each other and you're there 10, 12 hours a day, it becomes more than just your coworkers. It's like you literally your second family. That's why if you hear people say like, oh, my TV family, it's like that's literally how it is. So that was also hard and difficult, as well as like the stress of starting something new and the fear of starting something new. And, you know, is everyone going to like me? Am I going to fit in? Like all of that stuff. It has just been a complete whirlwind of emotions for the past few weeks. So, but I finished my first week and I feel like I did a really good job. And I definitely, like in talking on Legends Only and on Twitter and stuff, if you listen to those or if you follow me there, one of the things I talked about on Legends Only was that there's no understating the opportunity that I was given and the responsibility that I have and the importance of my role to the show. And I definitely knew that going in, and I knew that it was going to be very different and a much higher, a more visible and more active, and your ideas and your everything and your pitching, and you're in front of everyone and there's no hiding, I guess you could say. There's no sitting back and sort of letting things flow, you really are in the, in the middle of it. So my job is head of digital for The Tonight Show. And my responsibilities, as I've come to learn, it's basically like top level digital strategy. So looking at everything, looking at every platform and figuring out what is our voice on here, what content are we pushing here, and just figuring out all of that and doing all of the strategy and also approving copy and approving what the things are that are going to be on our Instagram and all of that stuff. So it's a lot of just like creative. And then there's also a whole other side of it, which is actually pitching and concepting things for Jimmy. And so I pitched to Jimmy twice this week. I'm pitching again to him tomorrow. We're doing a thing with one of the guests, which I'm excited about. And if it happens, I'll post it on my Instagram story so you can like it. But it's very involved and very visible, which is kind of major. And so I'm excited and I have goals, and there's goals that have been basically goals that people want me to help them achieve. So that's cool. And I'm at the producer's table, which is major. And it's like I'm really going to be involved in a way that I have never been before in my career, and I'm excited about it. You know, there's no understating it, and that's so wild for me to say because I always just let my work speak for itself. But this is, it's pretty major, and I honestly had to put myself in the mind frame of like, there's no time to be nervous, and if this is something that you actually want to be doing. Like for me, like if I want to be directing and I want to be concepting and pitching and doing more of that type of creative work, this is my chance. And it's either like I'm going to love it and this is what I'm meant to be doing. And yeah, and I've been so excited the past week. Like it was so exciting to me and it was stressful, but it was a good stress. And I was so involved, and that is so nice to feel. And everyone is so optimistic and everyone is involved in like the creative process and the pitching process. And it's just super collaborative and everything is just like momentum, moving forward. Every day is a new day, new show, new opportunity. Like it's just all very good vibes and you can definitely feel the energy there. And I love it. And it's so invigorating. And so I'm super excited to see what happens this year. And I feel like that's a pretty good wrap up of like I can't get into like the nitty gritty of all my days, but like it was so different and just like six times larger than what I was dealing with before, and the amount of people that you have to get approvals from and the amount of involvement that it takes to get things done is just so different than my last job, but it's good and I'm going to learn so much, and I already am learning so much. And so I'm super excited about it because I really feel like it is the next phase of my career, and we'll see what happens. But that's that. And then the other thing too was I did want to update you guys on my whole diet thing because I was supposed to do, I'm not doing it. I am doing it. I just haven't finished it. Literally, I haven't finished it because I get so many questions on Instagram and everyone's like, oh, what's this? Or like, how are you doing with this? And so I thought it would be helpful to make a podcast that basically explains everything, like everything from why I'm doing intermittent fasting, what it does for me, why it's so helpful, to meditation and how I've been doing that, and just trying to change my stress eating habits and what I've been doing to shift that away from just eating a bunch of food when I'm stressed and having that be my trigger response, to more healthy things like getting out and going for a walk or writing in my journal or writing in my notebook and playing video games and in just putting that energy in different ways. And so I wanted to do an entire podcast that's dedicated to all of that. And now I'm at a point where I've lost 42.5 pounds, which is unreal for me to even think that that happened, because the last time I came on here, I think I was at maybe like the 20 pound mark. And that felt like such a like Mount Everest for me. Like that, the number 20, I felt like I'd climbed Mount Everest. So to have doubled that and still be having just a little bit more to go is kind of wild. And I've also been, you know, in addition to what I was talking about before with like saying goodbye to this huge chapter of my life that I worked so hard for and put so much of my life and my creativity and time into, like dealing with that, the sadness of that, the excitement and the anxiousness of a new job, and also balancing my eating and trying to fight off the, you know, my cravings, not cravings, but like, you know, sometimes when you're super stressed out and you've been battling this, like it definitely creeps back, or you feel like the bad habits are like knocking on your door. And so you're fighting that too. And I have to say, like, the fact that I kind of balanced everything out and I didn't crack feels like a pretty big accomplishment. And I've just been trying to stay focused and stay optimistic and to just always look forward and to, you know, I think it was Christmas and then New Year's, I was like eating, desserts. I had like desserts and I had a couple drinks, and I was like, you know, that was outside of my normal routine. And oh my gosh, it's the end of the year. I shouldn't be cheating. Like, I'm so close to my goal, like blah, blah, blah. And instead of beating myself up, I was just like, oh, who cares? It's one day, it's Christmas. And then starting in the new year and the new week, you can just get right back into it and give it another 4-week sprint. And so I've really just been trying to maintain that mindset. And it's obviously easier said than done, but I'm really just trying to keep forward, moving forward, because in the bigger picture of things, a cheat day here and a couple Christmas cookies on Christmas in the grand scheme of things doesn't mean shit. It doesn't matter at all. I still lost weight my first 2 weeks of January. So, you know, it was fine. And I'm glad that I didn't like freak out. I think I ate a giant bag of Doritos on Christmas. Yeah, that's what it was. I got a huge bag of Doritos, and I haven't had Doritos in probably 8 months. So, you know, it didn't hurt. Just, you know, we're limiting it to that one day, and I will now not eat Doritos again, probably for another 6 months. But what am I saying? I'm rambling. I just wanted to check in with everyone and sort of give you guys an update, because I haven't even touched my YouTube channel, and I was doing this weekend chat literally every single weekend for the longest time. And right now I'm just in this like pretty, the only thing that is like what they say is like the most stressful things ever is to move your home. That's probably the only thing that is not on the list right now. It might be. But I'm hitting every other box. It's like new job, diet, managing stress eating, managing and balancing my health and my sleep. It's like keeping all of everything in equilibrium. I don't know if that's the right word, but it might be. No, keeping everything balanced. That's what I mean. It's just very hard. And I am doing it. And I feel really proud of myself that I can say that, because it is so fucking hard. And there's been so many times where in my life I've had like a cheat week and gained like 2 pounds or 3 pounds or whatever, which it was probably water weight, and then just completely given up and just thrown in the towel. And I've been through that roller coaster journey. And so this just feels different, and it feels I'm in a much better headspace as a person than I was like years ago. And I'm genuinely learning not to care about what other people's opinions are about me, and just really listening to my own inner voice and listening to my body and what I think and what is working for me. And I think it's a good headspace to be in. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. And I know, like, everything I've been talking about is, oh my God, I got a new job. But, like, it's been my past, when was Thanksgiving? End of whatever that month is, November. 1.5 months, the past, yeah, like 6-7 weeks. It's like that's all that's been happening. It's just been this life shift. And also too, I didn't even tell you guys, I don't think, the other thing that is, like, in addition to all of that, I am also switching my sleep schedule for the first time in 4 years. For 4 years, I was on the second shift. I think it's called the second shift. There's, like, first shift, which they say is like 9 a.m. It's like a 9 to 5. And then second shift is like afternoon to like the 12 to 2 a.m. And there's like graveyard, which is like the 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., I think. So I was always second shift. So I would go to bed 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m. every single night. And that was for a solid 4 years. And when that, you know, when that becomes your life, you know, you're not up in the mornings and you're mostly a night owl. So you're adjusting to the light and always being in the dark. And that's been, like, I literally feel like a vampire. So I'm also switching now. I start my day at 10 a.m., which to a lot of people, that's like sleeping in. But to me, it has been a total world shift. I'm like, literally, I have to up my SPF coverage because I'm out in the morning. And then my lunch hour, or like when I get food, is when the sun is like in the middle of the sky. Whereas before, I would get lunch and the sun was set, or like I'd get breakfast basically and the sun was set. So that is also the other thing that I've been like managing. And I had to switch my intermittent fasting schedule, but luckily it's working. And so what else? I feel like I'm just rambling and none of this is useful information probably, but it's just me venting and getting back into this weekend chat swing. And you know, it's just chain of thought, or what's it called when you, did you ever do that in school where they'd be like, your teacher would be like, okay, everyone sit for 15 minutes and just write whatever. Oh, stream of consciousness. That's what it is. Which, looking back now, that probably was just like the easiest thing for a teacher to do. Like, hey, everyone, spend 30 minutes just writing your thoughts. Like, what? I mean, what? I guess it's creative. It helps with creativity. Definitely does. As I know with my pitches where I just like literally type random stuff out. But I think that is all for like this quick update before I just like jump back in and doing my weekend chats. Because I do have a different idea of what I want my weekend chats to be. I am saying this as if, you know, with Legends Only will come first priority, because Legends Only is basically a weekend chat and I get to do that with Brad. So it's really fun. And this one is more like something more personal, as Brittany would say. So I had other ideas for things that I wanted to do with the weekend chat every single week, and have it just be like, I don't know, like story times and kind of like what I used to do on YouTube, but just have it be like these easier, quick stories to do, since doing video and editing video right now, it's just, you know, not, I can't even add that to my schedule. And my lens is still broken. I tried using it the other day and it has something, it must be a crack or something. So the autofocus like just glitches, and there's an actual like something in the lens of the glass. It's because it's teal like in purple light streak. And I'm like, okay, that means something's broken. Great. So I just thought podcast is easier. So I have ideas for like what that would be. And as always, if you want to send me a tweet or DM and chat with me there and let me know what you want me to chat about, I'm open to opportunities, open to new ideas. And it's also like crazy because I'm moving into this new role that is basically strategy and concepting ideas. It's a lot less, it's actually none of, I would say, the quote busy work, which to me isn't really, I mean, I guess it's tedious, but it's also like making GIFs and editing. I love editing, and obviously, but a lot of that is and can be quote unquote busy work, and making GIFs especially is very tedious, even though I love doing it. But I'm not doing any of the like, any of those tasks right now. It's a lot more like top level strategy and concepts and brainstorming and a lot of that, which I am really fucking excited about. And, you know, I've, my last job, I was pretty, you know, like I led the digital team, but I also was in charge of and responsible for all of the little details and all of the busy work and all of the little things like cutting the captions and uploading the captions and uploading everything to YouTube and like, you know, doing all the things that gotta happen. So this is a lot different than that. And I don't know. I think I've surely have put in my time and now reaching over, you know, reaching my decade. Is it this? Yeah, I just hit a decade like working in TV. So it's cool to start doing more like conceptual stuff and really getting to pitch like really big ideas with some legends. And yeah, so I'm gonna go now, I think. I don't really have much to talk about, but it is 8 o'clock on Sunday when I am recording this. And so, you know, early bird, she gotta get up and go to, oh, I got to get a new Dunkin' too, you guys. Literally everything in my life is changing. I had to get a new Dunkin' Donuts. I had to say good, you know what else? Is this, before I go, just quickly, do you guys at your work or like your office or where, whatever it is, like your school, do you have like favorite people that work at the locations that you go to? So like for me downtown at the Dos Toros, because I would go to Dos Toros every day, not sponsored, I became friends with all the people there. So I had to like say goodbye to them and I was so sad. And they were like, oh, don't worry because there's a Dos Toros right by 30 Rock. And I was like, oh my God, perfect. And then I went to the new Dos Toros, and it's like a assembly line because there's so many people in Midtown. And so I went in, and I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm on a chain assembly line. This doesn't feel the same. Like, I can't just come in here and start talking to my friends at Dos Toros like I could before, because it's like, boom, 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 boom. We got to make 10 quesadillas in 5 seconds. Anyway, that was just a tangent. But like, oh, and I had to say goodbye to my the deli guy too. I was so sad. I'm like, I see you every single night when I come here to get my seltzer and then go back to my desk. You know, like that shit is so sad. So that was also an emotion that I was going through the past 6 weeks, was saying goodbye to all of my regular faves at my Dunkin' and my deli and my Dos Toros. And now I have to find all new ones. And I'm like, ugh, it's just sad. But, you know, ugh, and I can't even think about it. Now I'm getting depressed. Like, I want to know how they're doing. And I'm not going to say their names because I don't want to, like, I don't know if people, like, think that's weird. And, like, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know. But, like, I am sad. I might need to, like, go downtown to just get a quesadilla one day, like, when it's warmer out. Oh. Anyway, so that's just an update on everything I've been going through. And thank you to everyone who has sent me like well wishes and their positive energy and their positive comments. It's really meant a lot because you guys have followed my journey for years now. I mean, so many of you have been there since the beginning, Tumblr days, reality TV GIFs, when I was like this emo young 20s on Tumblr and was trying to figure my life out and was doing Tumblr as a hobby because I had no friends. And my Tumblr got me my job at Watch What Happens Live. And you guys know that was a dream of mine. And I still just can't believe all that happened. And it was a 4-year chapter of my life that I just had to say goodbye to. And so, yeah, I just appreciate all of the kind words and the support and support of my creative projects and just being understanding and patient and just, I don't know, just being optimistic and positive and you know, when I've said, oh, weekend chats are back, and then I disappear for 6 months, you guys still are there to listen. And it's really cool. And it means a lot to me as someone who is, you know, I'm like an, I always say, like, I'm still that like introverted, like Tumblr loser who had dreams of being in the entertainment industry and working in the entertainment industry and getting to make cool shit. And it happens. It's happening. And it's kind of crazy and it's kind of wild, but I'm grateful and excited to see what 2020 brings. And we'll wait and see. So thank you for being there for the journey and for the ride and for the support and for hopefully listening to Legends Only, which I need to literally right now, I need to text Brad and be like, hi, did you listen to the edit? Because I need to upload that. You know, it's, you know, we're just working things out. So I hope you guys have a great week ahead. And there will be a new episode of Legends Only podcast posting on Monday morning. And we'll see what my second week brings. And if I am around, you can find me on my Instagram story. And I will see you guys hopefully. I mean, I feel like you guys want that deep dive into my whole diet routine. So I need to get schedule. I almost basically that Vine. Oh, hi, how are you? Oh, you don't have a hydro flask? I will see you next week, maybe. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.